Bezalel Shemizboch, we begin Perek Hamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Sechas Tomas Eich, and the laws of the impurity of food items in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which we continue on this theme regarding food items becoming tummy, specifically regarding the yad, the handles of the food items, and their shomer, and that which protects us, which are secondaries to the food item itself. As Rambam begins halacha of regarding qualifying the halachas of yad and shomer and their laws of tumah. Yadeis ha'eichum, the hands, literally, of the food items, which is like handles, they're the soft stems, which are close to the food item, that the food item hangs, are suspended from the tree. Like the stems of the figs, and the pears, and some of the cluster. So to the seeds and things like that. From the things that the food item needs, that's one entity, that's the yadayim. Then the shemir oichel, there are things that protect the food item. He makliper shal oichel, that's the peel, the shell that's on the food item, shishimanati, that protects it. V'chein kol koyitzbezeh, and also anything that's similar like that, where here the Ram just qualifying the concepts, and then he's going to develop them in the following halachas. So Ram says halacha beis. Kol shu yod ve'en shemir, anything that is a handle and doesn't protect, mistame, becomes tame, umitame, and contaminates, but let me start, but does not combine for the shear of the food item, as we mentioned in the prior parak. Whatever is a protector, even if it's not a handle, mitame, it contaminates, umistame, and it becomes tame, umisaf, and it combines for the shear of it being a oichel for the laws of tama. Now, whatever is not a protector, not a handle, it does not become tame as a food item because it's not, doesn't contaminate. We don't have to say that it doesn't combine for the shear of the oichel. So Ram explains, it's the halach of the yad. What's the case where it's could become tummy, could contaminate, but it does not combine with the shear of the eichel. Shemnagu tumah b'yad, that if the tumah touches the handle, let's say the stem, so nitma ha'eichel ha'talabai. So the food item that's suspended from that stem is going to become tummy. That's the concept of metami. It's going to contaminate the food item. Vimnagu tumah b'eichel, and if the tumah touches the food item, nitma ha'yad, the handle becomes tummy. That's the concept of mistami, becomes tummy. But, as we said, v'eino yad mitzterefes ha'eichel ha'shlimoi, but the handle will not come out with the food item to complete it. Let's say, lekabei, if it's the shear of tumas eichel of contaminating other things, or lekachatzei pras, or the half of the loaf, which is the measurement that invalidates the person that eats the tumah food items from eating chuma. Avam hayashem, but if it was a protector, hadizam esav lekabei lekachatzei pras, then it would have the third variable. Then it would combine with the shear of an egg, or to that of a quarter of a loaf of bread. Halacha gimel. Now, k'shem shiyod lo tumah, just like there's the laws of a handle for tumah, as we said in the prior halacha, kach yeshel lahechsher, so too the laws of a handle for susceptibility for tumah, which is become in contact with one of the seven liquids. And that is shem huchsha yad, if the handle comes in contact with one of the seven liquids, huchsha kaloichal talabay. Then actually the whole food item also becomes prepared and ready for tumah that's hanging from that handle. Now, v'yesh yod lepoches mekezayis, you can have a handle that's less than the kezayis, meaning regarding itself becoming tame, which is the Rambam's opinion, as we had in the prior parak, that the thing itself could become tame, whatever minute amount it is, so the handle could be less than the kezayis. And v'yashem elapachas mekapol, you could also have a protector that's less than the size of a bean. Now, but v'shem eshachilkei, but if the protector split, einim estarfim oichel, then it's not going to combine with the food item, because since each one now is independent, it does not have a whole measurement of protecting, hence it's not going to qualify as a law of the shemer to combine with the food item. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the source of the halacha of yad and of shemer and specifics of the halacha of yad. So, menayim l'shemer necholim, where do we know regarding the protector of food items? Shem mistamim ima eichel, that they become tummy with the food item, k'shem mechubarman, when they're connected to them. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in the Yikra, it says, al kol zera zirua, on every planted seed ashi yizrea that's going to be planted. So the pasuk after that says, and if the nevela falls on it, so it's going to be tame. What we learn out from this is, we're talking about food items, but it's talking about planting, is kederech shebnei adam meitzin lezriya. It's the food item, how it's taken out to be planted, which is chitim b'soideyem, the wheat's taken out with its coating, or so'odim meklipein, and the barley with its shell, v'adosh meklipein, and the lentils with its shell. V'hodin l'shara shemin, same thing applies to all of the protectors, because that's how it's planted, and we see that that's the tumah of eichlin, is ashi yizareya, how it's planted. And how do we know regarding the handles of the food items? That they become contaminated and they contaminate when they're connected to the food item. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Tamei hu lachem," that it's tamei for you. What does that mean? For all your needs, meaning anything that's needed for you that's connected with the food item, including the handle, which is necessary, is going to have the halacha of tumas eichon. Now, halacha vav, however, if you don't need it, let's say habaytul agas, let's say someone is harvesting the grapes to be used in the pressing to make wine out of it. The ein lo yadis, then those stems don't have a lach of a handle, shari ein litzerkbed, because he has no need for the handle. But usually you want to hold on to the grapes, but it actually sucks up the beverage of the wine in the vat, and you don't want it to be there, so it does not have a lach as a yad. Halacha zayin, so to a koitzer lesikuch, if someone is harvesting for making schach out of it, in Liyadis, it does not have halacha as a yad. Shari in it certainly, he doesn't need the handle. It's not being used in the function of eating, and hence it does not have halacha as the yad. Halacha chas. So to call yudais ha'ichalin shebesas magerdin, all the handles of the food items which were crushed in the granary, tyrin, they're tar again because they're not functioning as a yad. Halacha tes, pesiga shel eshkel, a sprig of a cluster, which is a small cluster of grapes that comes out from the middle spine of the grape cluster, and the grapes are hanging from it. Shedikna, if it was emptied out, meaning all the grapes are taken off of it, so then tar, it's tar because it's not functioning as a yad for anything. But then nishtay b'gargayach, but if at least even one grape is left on it, hadiz a yad lo isagarga, then the whole sprig is a handle for that one grape, umakabelas tuma, and therefore it's going to be kabel as a yad. And v'chein so to sharvet tamar shikna, the same thing would apply to a stalk of that of the dates that was emptied out from fruits. So tar, it's pure, it's a piece of wood. But shir by tamar achas, but if you leave just one date on it, tamar, it's going to be tamar because it's a yad to it. V'chein sharvet kitni shikna, so to same thing applies to a pot of legumes which would emptied out the whole pot. So then tar, it's not a food item. But shir by gargar echad, if even just one legume remains, so mekabel tamar, it's going to be mekabel tamar again because like that of a yad. Aluch Yud continues regarding the peels, the shells of a fruit. La'olam ein shemer gabei shemer. We never have a halacha of one protector on top of another protector. For example, let's say you have a green shell which is on top of the shell of the nut. So you cannot have both as the halacha of a shemer. Ela shemer echad bilvad. You only have one protector, hasamach la'ichel, which is near the food item. Huan nachshavimah, that's considered as part of the food item, and that has the status as the shemer. So now, illustrated halacha yud aleph shalosh klipas ba'basal. There are three layers of peels in the onion. You have panemius. You have the inner peels, which is the actual flesh, the white flesh of the onion, which is like layers in the onion. So that's bein shleima bein kedur, whether it's intact or whether it's pierced, meaning if it's cut, mitzteref is going to combine. Not really even so much combining. It itself is a food item. There's the layers of the onion. And so is the middle, which is actually the peels that are not eaten, but it's the layer right on top of the white parts of the onion. So that's shleima mitzdefes. If it's intact, it's going to protect as a protector. It's going to combine as a shomer. But could do to any mitzdefes. But if it's pierced, if it's cut, then it's not going to combine because it's not functioning as a shomer anymore. And a chetzayna, that which is on the outside, beyond those, then benkach benkach tar. Then either way, it's going to be tar. And the reason is because a ain't shemer agabe shemer. And second of all, it falls off very easily when you touch it, and therefore it doesn't function as a shemer at all. Lachid beis kol a klipin, all shells mistamis umetamis umetstarfis. They become tummy, they contaminate, and they combine, and they shen shemer, like we said, because they're a protector. Now klipe pilin, the shells of beans, vetumasin, which is also a type of a bean, zrakon. If they are thrown away, ein mistamis, they don't become tummy. But if kanasan loichon, but if they are gathered to be used as food, then mistamin, then they do become tummy. Now if nishim loichon, now if there's a food item left in them, then benkach benkach mistamin. Then we said either way they become tummy again because they're functioning in their secondary status to the food item. Klipas malafafine, the peels of cucumbers. Avbish ein behem etecha malafan, even if it doesn't have any of the flesh of the inner part of the cucumber. Mistamis tumas achon, they do have a status as a food item. They can become tummy of a tumah of food item. Hasayrim barley bisman shein yivishim, when they're dry, klipasim mitzdolafasim, and then the shell combines with them. But bisman shein lachem, when they're moist, imasabim, they don't combine. Avlechita, but regarding wheat, bein lachem bein yivishim, whether it's moist or dry, klipasim mitzdolafas, the shell does combine. And then halacha gimel continues regarding the seeds of the fruit and regarding bones with the meat. So kol agarinin, all pits. Mistamis to metamis. They become tummy and they contaminate, but they don't combine. And the reason for that is because they are qualified as a yad and not as a shemer. Because you could hold on to it from the pit. but it's not really protected. Chutz migarinus hardoitiv, except for moist dates, which are young and moist, and if you take out the pit, it actually gets ruined, and therefore, on some level, the pit is like a protector, and therefore it's going to combine. But from a dry date, in the service, then does not combine. Which is this thin membrane that separates between the flesh of the date and the pit. That's on the pit of the moist date. That ain't mitzarefes. That does not combine because that's not protecting the fruit. It's only on top of the seed. But the sha'al garinas hayevesha, but if it's on the pit of the dry one, then mitzarefes, actually then it does combine, even though it's not a protector. Since it's connected to the fruit item, it has the halachic status like the fruit item itself, and therefore it's going to combine. Halachat is vav. Garina shal roitiv. So regarding the pit of the moist date, some of it is sticking out. So whatever is opposite is in within the area of the food item, it's starved. That combines, like we said before. But what's sticking out does not combine. Similar halachas can be related to a bone that has flesh on it. Whatever is opposite the flesh, that combines. But let's say the flesh was only one side of the bone, so it only combined that part of the bone that's beneath the flesh until the hollow part of the bone. Now, if the bone did not have any hollow, then we view the bone as if it's like the thickness of a hyssop, which is very thin, as if you cut the bone that's beneath the flesh and you remain only like that which is the thickness of a azev that's attached to the flesh, that very little is what combines. The rest is not combined because very little bone it would be sufficient to protect the flesh. And therefore it functions as a shomer. But ashar, it's main stuff. The rest of the bone does not combine. Shatzamas labasik shomer chashuvim, because bone to flesh is like a protector. But all you need is that little bit or whatever's beneath it till the hollow. But the rest will not combine. Halacha tzayin, kulis. The thigh bone, shayla abas, that meat on it, afil kapol, even the size of a bean, gerd is kul l'tumah, that drags all of its l'tumah again, because, like we said, it functions in its halach capacity as secondary to that little bit of meat. Loch yedzayin, gerin yezayim utmada, regarding the pits of olives and of dates, af b'shashlokum l'chol, even though you cooked it as a food item, ein mistam, it's not going to become tummy because it's not a food item. Halacha yotches, and it doesn't function in that capacity as a food item. Garini charuvin, regarding the pits of carobs, av bishakanos lachal, even though they were gathered to be used as food items, again emistama does not become tummy. Shlokan lachal, but here if it was cooked for food items, in contrast to the previous case, then mistama, then it does become tummy because they get soft when it's cooked, and therefore it's fit for a person to eat it. Lochi test contains regarding the different possibilities of tumah and of combinations. The elu mistamen umitamen mistafen. So the following are: they become tumah, contaminate, and they combine, which is the halacha we said regarding a shamer. They are sharshe hashum, the roots of garlic, vabitzalim, and of onions, vakaflutis, and of leek, bismanche and lachen, when they're moist. Vahapitma shalahem, and their pitim, which is like a type of like a ball on the top of the onion. Bein lacha bein yevesha, whether it's moist or dry. And the ha'amud, the stalk, which is shahum chuvin kinegedech, which is directly opposite the food item, which is like a type of a reed that comes up in the middle of the onion, and on the top there's like a container that there's like where the seeds of the onion are inside of that. And the sharshe chazidin, the roots of the lettuce, the hanofis, which is a type of radish, the sharsh nengodlan, the root of the large radish, mitzarf, all these things will combine, as we said, like the halacha of a shomer. Vasiv shalai, which are like these threads that come out from the radish, that in and of itself, that does not combine. It does not have a halacha like a shomer. Vashashir minta, and the root of the mint, vapegim, and of root, vashashir yarkas sade, and the roots of the vegetables of the field, vyarkas gina, and the vegetables of a garden shak, kodim lesha salam, that they were uprooted, that they would that they're primarily for that of being planted somewhere else, so therefore you need the roots. V'hashuda shol shibaylis, or some say v'hashedra shol shibaylis, which is when you take the wheat out of the stalk, so it remains over there in its place like a type of a chain. like the vertebrae in the spine, v'halavushala, which is the shell, which the seeds of the grain are concealed inside of it, which falls away by the time of threshing, v'uktzei te'enim, the stems of the figs, u'gregris, and the dried figs, v'akolosim, which is a type of thin figs, v'charuvin, and the stems of carobs. All these things, if you take away their stems, so then they start to dry up. And again, therefore, these stems have halacha, like not just like a yad, but like a shem, and again, therefore, they're going to combine. Halacha chav continues, ve'il mistamen v'tamen v'loy mitzarben, however, these will become tamen and kademen, but they will not combine, because they have halacha like a yad, and not like a shemer. And although they're very similar to the previous halacha, but they're not protecting. Shor she'ashrum, the roots of garlic, rabbit solomon, avonyot, v'akavloy, zamlik, but bezman shem yevashin, in contrast to the previous halacha, when they're dry. So to va'amid, and the stalks that come out, it's not directly opposite the inner part, the center of the onion. Again, so these things are handles, but they're not going to protect. In contrast to this distinction to the previous halacha. Umaloin shel shebalim, the maloin of the stalks, which those are, behina sa'oris ha'shcheiris, these are the black hairs, shebereish ha'shebalis, that's on the top of the stalk, shedem kemoi masa, that looks like a saw. V'ukte ha'gasim, and the stems of pears, Vakroistam melon, and that of a type of small apple, vaparishin of quinces, vazrodin, and of crab apples, vaikitz delas, and the stem of squash, when it's a tefach asamach la'ichel, the hand breath that's near the food item, vaikitz kundis tefach, and the stem of the artichoke, a hand's breath, chenyat ha'parkel, so to the handle of a parkel, tefach mekan, tefach mekan, the tefach on either side, which vaparkel, what is that? We're talking about the handle of it. Who has sadig shashkel is tluim by? That's the sprig that the clusters are hanging from, which are the grapes of the grapevine. The branches that are very thin are called srigim, and because there's many clusters that hang on each one, so it needs a handle that's the length of a tefach on either side. Therefore, that would function as a yad. And the yad eshkol kolshu, and the handle of the cluster itself is a minute amount, meaning that's the stem that's connected to the sarig. Uznava eshkol shudiknoi, and the tail of the cluster that was emptied out, that because the wood of the tail is very thin, and of the cluster, and the grapes on the other side are plentiful, so you actually have to have a large measurement to be able to hold on to the cluster. V'yad hamachbit shel tamara, and the handle of the branches of the date, arba tfachim, that is four hand breadth. And what's v'hamachbid, that the handle has to be so long, four tfachim. Who eats adam, it's the red branch, shashavitin tluyim by, that the stalks are hanging on that. V'atamam devukis b'shavitin, and the dates are hanging on the stalks. So again, you have to have a very long handle to be able to hold it. Ukenei ha'shibaylis, and the stem of the stalk, which shibaylis is the upper part of the grain, of the stalk, which is where, that's where the seeds are hidden in, and whatever's beneath the shibaylis is called the kana, is the stem. So the stem, which is on the bottom part of the stalk, shlesh tvachim, that's considered a yad of three hand breadths, and the yad kol ha'niktzarim, and the handle of anything that's harvested, which is cut, is shlesh tvachim, you need a handle of three hand breadths. But v'she'in darkly cuts, whatever is not usually harvested, rather you just tear it out from the ground, you uproot it, then yidim v'sher she'im koshim, then their handles and their roots are whatever they are. And kalelu, all these that we mentioned are mistamen and metamen, they become tummy, and they contaminate, again, whatever shear we gave for the handle. But v'lem mistamen, they don't combine, v'neshim yidai so'achalim, because like we said, they're only handles, and they're not a shemer. And these are the three categories that we spoke about. And these do not become tummy, don't contaminate, and they don't combine, which are sharkala katsim, all other stems, which they don't function as neither a shemen nor a yad. Bishar she kilcha akruv, and the roots of the heads of the cabbage, v'chulfei tradim, and the roots of beets, v'chulfei alefis, and the roots of turnips. V'heimo ikarim, and these are the roots, shenishiru bakarka, that they remain in the ground, kishaliktu akruv alefis, when you gather the cabbage and the turnips. And v'chaz v'chlifu, and then they go ahead and they sprout a second time, again, beets and turnips from those same roots. V'chol ha'shadashim shadarchan li'gazes, and all roots that they normally cut, sh'nekru ima'oichel, that they were ripped out with the food item, but the food item doesn't need them. So again, they don't function either as a yad or a shomer. Ha-pitma shel rimon mitztarefes. Now, the pitim of the pomegranate, which is on the top of the pomegranate, is like a little ball, and if you take it off, it actually would harm the fruit. So therefore, it qualifies as a shomer. That would be mitztarefes, that would combine. But vanetchelo in mitztarefes, but its bud, which are like these hairs that grow around the pitim, that in mitztarefes, that does not combine. Halacha chabez, harim in the pomegranate, vavatiach, and the watermelon, shenimik miktsasei. If some of it got deteriorated, it got rotten. So in anisha chibur lo'isi shenimuk, the rest is not considered connected to that part that rotted. So that part that rotted is not going to be neither a handle nor a shomer. The in anisha min haklipa, and neither is the rest that remains from the peel, which did not rot, mitzarf, that doesn't combine. Shada in shemidosim el esklum, because its protection doesn't help anything at all, because the part of the fruit that it's covering has rotted, and it's protecting that part. So that part of the peel doesn't combine either. Same thing, but let's say it was intact on either side, but in the middle became rotten. Those other sides are not going to combine one with the other. And neither will those that peel of that part combine. The leaves of vegetables that are green, they combine. But a levanim, but the white ones, which is has already wilted, in mitzdarf, that doesn't combine, shari in the klum, because that doesn't help anything to protect it at all, and they will not combine for the shear of the oichel to be mekabel tumah.